Okay, with that, officers out of the way, I don't know if there's any really big review on financials.
There is an except I've had two more, or three more assessments come in. I haven't moved on this delinquency, members' delinquency. I haven't done anything on that. It's just been too busy doing too many other things for the ranch. The IRS is taken care of.
Right.
So that can go off of that list. But in general...
I just wanted to report that you had got the check.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did.
So, how many are delinquent this year?
I think we've got like four that we need to act on.
Four.
Is all. And the whole. I'm really confused about those that are living on the ranch but aren't members but are still in the books and their money's piling up because they don't have a membership, and that's a confusion to me. Taylor can probably clear me up on that one. Barbara. And how to reconcile that, because I'm getting to the point now where I'm putting all the reports together for taxes and things like that, you know, so everything, getting everything organized for that, and that's basically where I'm at on the books, getting that wound down, because this is October, and then we've got November, December, and that's it. So I do know that we need to spend some money on the ranch, and we're going to end up paying, giving it to the government, and that would be a real shame, because there's definitely things that we can do here. So...
For an example, do you need a new roof on
Cabin 2?
We do.
If nothing more, we need to get the metal, the roofing.
Yeah.
You know, here, paid for.
Number 2 needs a roof. Getting it here, it needs to be put on. But it, the water comes in. We stay down there, and water's coming in that corner of the living room. So.
You know, I thought a couple of years ago, was even a year ago, that it was determined, is it worth putting a lot of money into that cabin? Would it be better?
It is.
Is it better to...
No.
Not
I think so.
Start over. I'm not saying that's my opinion, but I know that was brought up too.
Right, no, that cabin I think is fine. It's a very pleasant cabin. It needs a roof and it needs all new windows. The windows that were put in it were poor. The other kind of slide up and down the plastic holes on them. Same hole. We need to get sliders that go this way and put them in there, and then it would be great. It's a nice cabin.
Is it possible, is there a company that will do window replacement and roofing that we can just hire to get it done rather than just waiting for somebody to volunteer to do it?
Well, this time of year is when we usually have a manager do those kind of things.
Right. Management should handle that.
If he can do that, then let's see if he can do it. If he can't do those things, then let's hire somebody and get it done before the end of the year.
We need to put the money into it, I think, before the end of the year.
Is there a ranch manager right now?
Oli.
Yes, Oli is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, normally this when the cabins are shut down, that's when this kind of works.
Nobody's in there, so that's the time to start making a mess.
And there's not, you know, he's not supposedly entertaining the members either, so.
Right.
What kind of surplus do you have in there, though, when you're saying... No, let's spend it.
It'll take me a minute to get that for you.
And we can go through and make a list of what we might need to do on each individual cabin. I made a connection this past week with a guy that has a window company.
Hey, John Southwick.
All right.
Oh, I wrote a motorcycle.
All right, the president's here.
Now we already voted you.
What's the thing I had today?
You rode a motorcycle?
Yeah, my enduro.
Oh my gosh. Are you frozen?
That's very enduring.
Yeah, let me jump over.
Sorry to interrupt.
No problem.
You're the new president, huh? And secretary, and.
What is this?
Just mail. I didn't know if that's something you wanted to
read
up on, or is that information that
we
need to do.
Well, who can make the best assessment on all these cabins? Is that only what needs to be done?
Well, I know there's already one list. It's been done a couple of years ago. I think that'd be a good place to start on.
I think it's a real good place to start on. We took a committee. We went around. We decided. We looked at everything, Dawn, and decided what needed to be done.
We had a very good cabin.
It was a pretty comprehensive list of things.
A few of the things have, I'm sure, has been done since then. So.
A few of the things have, but that roof was recommended 2 years ago, and And now one of the things you guys need to think about is the septics. We got that one open there at 4, and that's got to be pumped right away. And
Brent, let's go do it.
Brent's got your shovel.
I heard about that.
We need to hire a honey wagon to go out and pump all of them, don't
hey,
we?
Can you just put your waders on and get down there and start shoveling?
Well, that's another thing to do. Because you're really supposed to pump those every, what, 5 years? And probably they haven't pumped in 10 or 15
years. Never. I don't think they've ever been pumped. Yeah.
So they probably should be pumped.
I think part of the problem with number 4 is that it has not been used a lot this year. That stuff dried up in there.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, here's the problem. Anybody who lives on a septic system, they take care of their own septic system.
Right.
And so you can either do it. But up here, we have no control of what it was down the floor.
Yeah,
right. You know? And people who are not familiar with septic
put stuff down that kills
put stuff down there that just kills everything. And it doesn't work.
Well, and the bleach in the water now doesn't help too, but that was, this happened before the bleach went in the
this
water.
So, totally, yeah. Totally before. Totally
right.
Before.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Push it out with.
So,
you're right.
Well, I would suggest we get the list that was put together years ago by the committee and then run through that.
I might have a list of that. I know it is pretty.
We have about $7,000 left in the fund for cabins. Cabin supplies, we have, we're pretty much using that up.
But that, is that a true figure to use though?
Because really, we're going to have
transfer other things around for your final.
Well, on the budget for August, I did some transferring on that for other things, like we had road maintenance, things like that, we put into auto and that sort of thing. I didn't move the money, I just lost it up so we wouldn't use that expense.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't do anything with cabin maintenance because I knew we needed to do.
Yeah, it's cabin maintenance, there should be something.
We're not going to be able to paint this year. It's too late because it's too cold. So anything like that. But number 2 definitely needs windows and a roof. I mean, that's number 2, you're holding the windows up with a stick. And you get kids in there, and they pull a stick out, you can lose a finger. Yeah, exactly. I mean, and there's 3 of them that are broken because the wind has knocked them out or whatever, you know. So we were there one night when we were working on mice, and the wind blew the window out upstairs. So.
Well, the spring-loaded tension rods on the sides that keep the windows up, mm-hmm. they're broken, mm-hmm. also keep the windows spaced right. And without those there, if the window shifts a little bit far to the right, it can fall out on the left.
Right. Break, yeah.
Most definitely. Take care of that.
Let's do it.
John, have a cinnamon roll.
Thank you.
He's waiting for his fingers to thaw. I'm not sure I can move.
Sorry. A few times I just had to stop just to warm up a little bit.
Would you like some hot apple juice?
Yes, please.
Okay.
You're a wild man.
Well, you know, I didn't realize it till yesterday afternoon. My daughter was going to need my truck today because she's going to Sadie's. So she's got to pick up the guy, and she wasn't going to, you know, and she crashed her car 2 weeks ago, so.
It'd be real cool to pick up a guy on a motorcycle.
So I realized last evening that my only transportation was the motorcycle. So.
You guys, there's some
messages. She gave me a call.
I'm sorry.
I thought you weren't going to be here. Well, I've got to leave.
I know. I thought you weren't going to be because it's an adventure.
So a cabin committee could decide what would be most important to do first.
Yeah, but to wait for the cabin committee is this year is not going to work.
It's not going
to
work.
We can do a roof this year.
Let's do the roof and windows. Let's
make a motion that we go ahead and move on the roof and windows for cabin 2 and see, you know, within a week we have a price for somebody on what that's going to cost to do a roof and window. Then we'll know how much more we can or can't do.
Who's going to take on that?
I can get a price on windows.
We'll need to go through today before we leave and measure everything up.
And maybe get Ollie to measure it up.
Good. I can measure today and then give you a list.
Yeah, it's important. Measurements are very important because, you know,
The roofing is not quite so critical, you know, because I think we got
It's down to the base.
I think there's a few pieces to be.
Now, Larry, are you talking replacement?
If we keep the same, you know, keep the same color and the same style of roof, right, so we can just move.
Not placing window panes, not using the frames and everything that are there.
No,
taking
just
that out and putting in a complete new
right,
window.
Right, right. So is it retrofit or replacement windows? You know what I mean? Some retrofits, you can just pull the glass out and put another one inside.
No. Replace the whole thing.
The frames are
they're just really outdated.
Right. Yeah, and then Milgard double plane.
Well, that window, we've replaced that window over there last year.
Yeah.
It's a good vinyl, and the one behind it is an aluminum.
Cheapy.
It's probably a thermal pane, but not a thermal break.
That's original.
That's the one there.
Yeah.
These windows in this cabinet are fine. That one was broken up by somebody or a bear. We don't know which.
Somebody throwing a temper
tantrum. On the roofing, look at Metalmark, the prices at Metalmark. You might be able to find a package deal that we can get for real cheap. And I'll go get it for nothing. It's in Lehigh. But I'll go.
You got a girl up there?
No, I got other stuff I need to pick up from them, and I just need an excuse to go.
You see, Metalmark gets a lot of that stuff as Fabrel when they're right there in Cedar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's just easier to run over to Cedar.
Oh, okay.
So there's the same way.
Metal roof.
I have a contract.
Yeah,
that means we can
metal.
Whatever.
Well, even better.
But you still have to go through the
reset. It's forever. That's
metal
and your fire danger.
And how does the metal roof work with lightning? I've always wondered that. If you've got a metal roof on, is there more danger for lightning?
Right.
It's
grounded.
You ground it when
you do it. So if it's grounded or attractive,
but
sometimes you can
for
get
the most part, it's no different than a tree standing right beside it
or whatever.
Well, okay.
Blems or whatever.
Okay.
You know, see, I bought a bunch of blems and cost me next to nothing. I mean, it was.
Yeah, no, that's
like
a good way to do it.
Square foot, you know.
You're just getting more for your money. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
The one thing I want to bring up, the only thing that I'm a little concerned about, because it's always been brought up a couple times in there. I want to make sure that he's comfortable with doing some of this stuff, like getting up on the pitch of the roofs and stuff like that. Then if he's able to, great. But if he's not comfortable with that, then we get somebody
to do it.
He's kind of
bad or he fell off.
Okay.
Always comfortable at heights. I've watched him up in the top of trees.
Have you?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Okay.
Plus, I donated a safety harness, an actual roofing safety harness. When we done these roofs.
Okay.
There should be one down there in the.
It's there, Taylor. We have a safety harness.
Okay.
Well, my cousin Dave Turley also has offered to do. He has done some of the roofing up here in the past, and he
done the garden cabin.
He offered to do it again this year too.
Also, I'm going to put in a plug. I got a sign. Chris is real agile. He gets up there and he's done a lot of the metal roof. He's helped me, I think. So.
I'm to the age now. It kind of makes me.
Do you have a time frame when we were looking to do this? What?
We have to do it before the snow flies.
Okay. All right.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Great. Yeah. Okay.
I get snowed on yesterday.
Boy, all this special catering. I'm going to start riding a bike.
Yeah, I need you to send him over.
Okay, we're kind of down to Ollie's report. He'll be up here in a minute. We're going to go through a winterization report. We maybe even ask Brent, you're going to kind of help out with that, and you kind of know what's going on.
All I'm waiting for is Ollie to show up with the air compressor. Then Bob and Lee and myself are going to go over and put the toilet back in number four. And we're going to start with number four.
But virtually today,
today we'd like to get everything done. And the help, whatever help we can get is great. Whatever, if you can help, fine. If you can't, we can get it done.
Well, I know there's a couple of guys here that need to get back, but I can hang around for part of the day.
Yeah.
I'll be here.
I apologize.
You're great.
No hurry to get back on
your saddle
there. Plus, it's raining and snowing.
Yeah. And John, if you want to put your mic in the back of my truck, I'll haul you to town, and I'm going to.
Oh, the best part of riding that bike is from here to town.
Well, you can ride from here to town, and I'll haul you from there on to St. George.
Just don't follow us.
I got to go to St. George and then to Vegas and then back to Missouri.
Anyway, you guys all got my email about what's involved today. Tanner, was there anything on that email that I needed to add, or did you see it?
Another one?
Did, Did Barbara read it to you?
When was the last one?
I sent a detailed one about what we needed to do, and I just added at the end, is there anything that you guys could suggest?
No. Yeah. I think that's kind of what you did.
Six, seven, eight, and the garden cabin are all in use until November.
Okay. So well, the nine and ten we can do.
Yeah, 9 and 10 you can do. I was going to say is you only have to do 9 and 10.
Right.
So I saw cars at 10.
They're leaving.
They're leaving right now.
Okay.
Until today.
Okay. On some of the other things that we want to go over when Ole is here is the plan. This winter and future, you know, next year and everything else on goats and cattle. Alan Steed still called me yesterday asking about what cattle we were willing to sell or trade toward his bill. And I wish I had a written bill of what he's charging us, but it was somewhere just less than $4,000, which didn't add up. When he told me that over the phone, I thought, did we pay him anything?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, paying
for
Bear
Springs. Yeah.
No.
Right. Now, what was this? Some grazing for some cattle that just came in?
No,
what
he wants to buy the
grazing.
The bull calves.
We
are calves.
Yeah.
Or should say trade, you know.
Is this a trade?
That's what he would like to trade.
Okay, so that's why I didn't pay it yet.
He wrote that on, or somebody else wrote that on there?
That was,
or you wrote
it? I wrote that on when I got the piece of paper, and that's what my understanding was, so I didn't act on it yet. Okay. I do have another one for him.
Well, I know cattle prices are going down now, so we're missing the opt-in time to be... Maybe we trade a thousand, it might not matter.
I'll need to check with him, because he hauled our grader out, had his mechanic do the repairs on it, get the electrical working, and changed out one tire that had rotted clear through. And so there's more expense.
And do we have the Kubota hauled out?
The Kubota has been hauled out, and it's in town.
Well, it's being worked on.
Danny Buttons. So.
Brent's our correspondent, because he has his bulldozer there too. I will talk to them Monday or Tuesday to find out what the status is.
Well, and this is kind of all interwoven between work trade with Alan and what we pay him or trade him, the cattle, whether we go ahead and trade some off just to not carry them through the winter, and whatever we're going to do feed-wise there, and then our plan, our overall long plan of building up our herd. The last week or so, there's been a bunch of emails going back and forth about... You know,
I think there's a lot of confusion on with the members on the cow herd.
Right.
I think they're thinking that
we're going to get 500
increase our cow herd. It's going to actually increasing our cow herd is going to lower the amount of cattle on the ranch.
Not significantly.
We haven't gotten that report yet.
Because you compare that with the cattle that
have been run on
the lease, compared to with what we would run, it would be way lower.
Right.
But there's also, if you're not using your BL leases, you're going to lose them.
Well, I think my suggestion would be, obviously, Brent Robinson has a lease for next year, so we really can't change that. We need to work with him on closely monitoring when he comes in, how many he comes in with, and when he goes out. I noticed a bunch of his cows today heading toward the ranch, not away from the ranch.
They're pushing those dirty suckers all
over. Well, I was about ready to open that gate down there, but I didn't think I'd better interfere, but that's probably the reason why they come back. The gate's closed, so they can't go on down.
Oh, okay. Which gate? The Deer Springs
gate? The allotment fence.
Right, and it needs to be open.
So they can go through.
He should open it on the 15th. That's the off date. And he's just hoping that they'll stay in Billy Springs as long as they'll nobody notices. But, it's not our job really to tell him that. It's the monument, but obviously nobody has. What I did is I went clear to Lick Wash and collected everything from Lick Wash going this way. We have two Angus pairs still up in, they're actually on the Forest Service up in Bear Spring, which I brought down last night and went right back up. So, and they're his cows too. It's really not our deal, except that when they're on him, we get the flack for it because he's on us.
Right.
And so...
As far as the BLM are concerned, those cows are ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they said they're not too worried about them, though.
I mean, you understand, Ole? I mean, actually...
Yeah, because we gave the lease.
Yeah, and legally we cannot give out a lease, so... So, I mean, you need to let, you know... Theoretically, the cows are ours, in a sense, so...
Manage them, yeah. I don't want to... And I've tried not to offend the Robinsons, because they don't ever come over here.
No, they don't.
And, they just, I've pushed the cows around this year, but in the lease it says they're not supposed to be anywhere around their headquarters. They've been there all year. I push them out. I tell them about it, but it also says in the lease that they'll do the fences and whatnot. And, I mean, they just don't, they figure once they dump them on us, because part of it's private, they don't have to sweat it. And it punishes us pretty hard. With regard to the calves, Alan Steed stopped by and talked about the trade on the work. And about getting the whole crop, the heifers too. And I told him to call you, because I said that's really not my decision. But
he called me, and I told him that that's what we'd talk about today, because without talking to you and even knowing
the numbers. The truth is, until the Robinsons leave next year, any cows we can get rid of is a good idea, because I guarantee he's going to bring as many or more next year than he did this year, because it's his last year. And you know, why should he care about what he leaves us with?
But we can limit the cattle.
Yeah, we should be able to do that. Either that.
This year.
Yeah, we can limit this. I think, let's I remember, I say 60 head.
Well, in the lease it says we'll be sensitive to the needs of the range and reduce the number coming in depending. Well, in that case, you know, one pair would be a lot of cows for next year. We're just really, I mean...
Yeah, it depends on what we get this winter. So,
well, I think we're moving toward... Beyond next year, building our own little herd. And so everybody's clear, that doesn't mean bringing in 250 pair. That means expanding to maybe 60, maybe. I don't know what the holding capacity is really going to be. When some people on the emails got all confused saying, well, I don't want to be overrun and have my place stampeded.
There'll be less cows than there's ever been.
Right, but there will be more income because we've been getting... $4,000 or $5,000 a year from Robinson's lease, and we've been making $4,000 or $5,000 a year on our own little herd.
Right.
If we get rid of theirs and we lose the $4,000, $5,000, we can expand ours from 25 cows to 50 cows and pick up that much income. Our 50 cows is still going to be far less on the ranch than his leased cows have ever been. So the net effect for members is we're going to see fewer cows, have less cow impact, but have more cow money.
Not only that, but we can manage them a lot better because
they're ours,
and we can put them over on this water, move them to that water. I mean, so far all they do is turn them through the gate, and all year long they go wherever they want. Well, cows will always choose to go where it's easiest.
Right.
And where it's easiest is generally right where you don't want them because they go to the riparian area. And so it's better all the way around. The question is, do we start building the herd this year, or should we wait till next year when he's gone and use our calves as trading power this year, and then next year? Because if we keep more cows back this year and then he brings a lot more cows next year, I'd like to know the process for limiting his cattle. Because he's in the lease, it says he will limit his cattle according to the need, sensitivity of the range. Well, that, you know...
I think
we ought to be able to. We've got the right to in that lease. If you look at it, we have the right to. We can
curtail the numbers.
We can curtail the numbers. I mean, we can put it down. Even if the range is in good shape, we can still say no more than 60 head.
Yeah.
He's only paying us for whatever we allow him to bring anyway, so it's not like he's going to be hurt. The second thing is where we have a little bit of power is technically, legally, he shouldn't be here at all because he sold his lots. He's no longer a member of the ranch. And we're kind of bending the rules to allow Deer Springs to lease the grazing to him.
If we want to, we can break the lease right now.
So why don't you just say you sold your lots, and with that you sold, we can't lease to, until you buy another lot? Or
yeah, is there any disadvantage in the lease to us, like a penalty? For saying sorry.
No, this man. Long as there's.
Then let's end it and build up our own herd.
Once he gave him enough notice. Right now there's enough notice that he has time.
I would do that.
The time to do it, because he has plenty of time to find other. And it's actually a good time because he sold his ground over here.
and he's moving down and he's revamping the way he's going to run cattle anyway, you'd be doing him a favor to let him know, you know, while he's already
He's moved in behind Chris.
I think it would be better to invest in our herd and rather than waiting for him to run whatever cattle he's going to run. If we can get out of it, let's do it, man.
There's also a concern, though, this year, this winter, is where we have no feed, that it might be good to get rid of all the cattle this year.
That would be my motion, is for us to go ahead, feed-wise, carry through the winter-wise, and money-wise, it's better for us to go ahead and do a trade with Alan on whatever cows we can, so we're not paying him cash money for the work.
Right.
We can use that money to go into roofs.
Because we have no, there's no winter feed here this winter. So.
True.
Because of the poor fire in... Tenosha area over all those men that were on the mountain generally had to pull in and feed all year long, so all the delta hay is gone. Right now in Sevier Valley they're getting like $9 a bale. Freddie Dunn told me yesterday she's paid $11 a bale in Cedar City. We can't, any cow we can get rid of this year should be got rid of, because next year, you know, barring another cataclysmic event. The year before, they had that horrible snowstorm in Denver, and they had to come to Utah to buy hay for Colorado, and that took the supply up north. And then they had, I don't know if it was fire or drought in Arizona, but all the dairies in northern Arizona began to buy our southern Utah hay. So that was last year, which took it up. But it's kind of like gas. Once it gets up and people get comfortable with it, they don't drop it right back down. As soon as there's plenty of hay, you know, so it's going to be, this year is going to be the worst year for hay. It's the worst year for hay I've ever seen. But, I mean, there's been a lot of contributing factors, but of all the years, we don't want to be keeping any more carryover. If we can use them to pay other bills, let's do it.
Or keep the best. And
is the ranch currently feeding any of his cattle?
No.
Have we ever had the responsibility to feed his cattle?
No.
So,
Protestants, you mean?
In this case, Steeds.
No, Steve doesn't own any cattle.
He doesn't.
He just wants Steve is the guy that goes in and does
equipment
work, and he wants to trade some of his services that he's done for us already for some of our extra cattle.
We've either got to pay him, and this is a $4,300 bill, and I think, now that I see this and understand it right, I think he's got about a $3,900 bill in addition to this for the greater hauling out and repair and other work he did, and maybe hauling the Kubota. So we're looking at, you know, $7,500 to $8,000 that we need to pay him or trade him cattle.
One other item that I don't know what you've done in the past, but we don't have a scale here that works, and we don't have a trailer also. I have the trailer in now being assessed at Mike's, and I just told him to go through it 100% and give us an idea of what it will cost, not to do anything, but... then we'll know what we need to do about a trailer. But if he wants to buy those calves, he's going to have to... Is there a place in Kanab he can get a lightweight before he comes out?
He can go across Littles, or there's a couple of scales.
Waterman's
there. Okay. Now you got Kanab go. Anyway, so how do we move forward then to clear the bill? So who's going to take over that?
I have a question on the bill also, and that's his rent and all of that out here. Is that...
What I'm asking him to do is make a list of the... He did a bunch of work that's not on this bill or his other bill that was just goodwill trade toward his rent, toward his...
Was that enough considering some of the impacts
that happened?
He's
living on pad number 5 down here.
This year.
I think if you see the list of what he did and what that would have cost us, you know, if he charged us for that, you know, we talked about charging him $250 a month to... camp there on that pad. If he was here from May, June, July, August, September, October, you know, we're looking at
$1,500.
The work he did was probably $2,500 worth of work.
And storage for his trailer.
Yeah.
I'm being nitpicky.
Plus all the impact.
Yeah, but no, you're just asking for some consideration. Okay. And it's like I tell everybody, a good deal has to be felt on both ends. So just go to him and just say, hey, these are some costs that occurred here. You know, what do you feel comfortable with, and just get it done, get it over with.
And fish.
Well, yeah, like our impact on the fish.
Fish, yeah, there aren't any fish now.
Okay.
There are none in there that we can find.
No fish? You can't find any fish in there?
There's no fish. Okay. We didn't order fish this year.
It's good thing we snuck those in last fall.
Yeah,
there would have been anything at
all. They fished all.
You fished them out.
Yeah.
Well, and again, some of the groups that you're blaming them for were not them.
Some of the groups
that
went away.
But okay.
I mean, I'm not.
Where did they come in from?
There was quite a few working for Phil Hall up here that are just because they're Colorado City Plagues, everybody's going, oh, that's Alan's.
Then maybe Phil Hall needs to pay.
He has.
Okay. And the thing is, we're all getting nitpicking, bent out of shape about fish. What has the ranch ever spent out of
nothing? No, I'm just as part of what trade is. It would be good to have it, like you said, to have it written down and know where that all comes together for the book.
I, for one, and some of you don't know all the things that have happened, and Brent can probably throw in a few things, but I think Alan's presence at the ranch has been entirely favorable toward Deer Springs and the members completely.
See, that's consideration.
Then let's make a deal with him.
Who's going to head this up, though, to clear the account on this thing here? Is this something you want
to
do?
It will kind of have to be me and only.
Okay. I've already talked to Alan about the calves. All I told him is that the board has to decide what they want to do, and I'll handle the getting of the calves into his trailer and down to the scale.
He said he would haul them and would just have to weigh him on the way in, take whatever cows we're going to allow him to take, and weigh on the way out.
After your decision today, we'll go down and shore up the pens so that they'll hold those cows, and then we'll put them in and call him. He said, just call me anytime. So
the sooner the better, because cattle prices are going to start coming down.
Yeah, so let's do it now. And then when they start hearing they got to pay a lot for hay and everything, that's going
to
change things, too.
That's already a factor.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's kind of the motion I started, was to go ahead and settle out Alan Steed's equipment debt with the cattle trade as much as possible. And that's basically, he's going to be paying the going rate for weight, by the pound for the cattle.
I told him I would call producers, which is our best cattle export around here, that's in Salina, and get the rate the day that we put them over the block. We'll take the same rate for that sorting of calves, because they have lots of different descriptions. Our calves.
Bull calves.
Feeds, yeah. But they said all the anyway, we'll take that rate that day in producers and take it over this scale. That way we'll be getting exactly what the market.
I guess you could cut them that day.
Okay, that's Linda asked the question. Is it just calves? If we're thinning down, I think he will take all our calves and cow. I'm sure.
Trying to get him to take that dry cow too, because I said, are you going to eat him or raise him? What are you going to plan on to do? And he says a little bit of both. You buy them for the Bishop Storehouse there in Colorado City, so it's for them. And
they're basically looking for beef cattle, because they've got a bazillion dairy cows, and they don't like eating dairy cows.
They don't make beef.
I'm going to
make sorry hamburger.
We have a cow I call Scribble, because we scribbled out her number and everything, because this is her second year not making a calf. So she's got to go anyway, and if he'll take her too, that'll help.
We need to send Brindle out too.
Yeah,
so let's go on the ball.
Oh, come on, Brent. That thing's a good animal.
It's the only cow I know that teaches other calves how to cross the cattle guard. We're going to go start.
Okay, wait, hang on. Let me make sure there's nothing else in
there.
In
the van, so you can just open the big door and pull it, and you can leave it right in there. There's nothing. Air for the.
Are you going to learn how we do this?
Yeah,
as soon as.
In fact, when they're done with me, I'll come with you.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything big time else on here for you guys.
Do you need the bleach, or do you want me to handle it?
You handle that. Now, here's my question. How much water do you need to clean up here?
Not much.
Okay, here's what I'm planning on doing. I'm going to dump the water right now. I'm going to go down and open the spring and open the pipe. And dump the water. Now, there should be enough water in each of the lines to clean and defrost and do whatever.
I've cleaned everything, but this thing can be
actually. Hey, thanks for doing this extra stuff like this.
Hey, no problem.
All right.
Wait till we get his bill.
You guys can't afford me.
That's true.
That's the problem.
That's what we're afraid of.
you will be amazed as the year goes on how much rent does.
So then have you decided on the calves to use them to absorb the bill?
Yes.
Whatever degree?
Well, all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Nay. Okay.
And then what about the Brent Robinson's lease?
Robinson's lease. I
hate to leave it that way.
Let's all think about it a little bit.
Yeah. I would say we at the very least, considering what's going on here, the condition of the ranch, at the very least, if we don't say sorry, we need to say you need to limit it to XYZ cattle and that's it. And if you don't, then it's bye bye.
Does he have to know right now though?
Yeah, now
is the time.
Well, within the next. You know, way before first year.
Yeah.
Way before first year. I think we got a month leeway yet.
But you know what? I think he can have the best of both worlds right now. Are we really that set up to start a herd now? Coming into the
I mean, we're just as good as we've ever been. We've got to finish the trails and stuff.
But I would just finish out the lease with him. That doesn't create the billings, okay.
The only problem is our range has been reduced significantly this year.
We haven't had a storm.
We haven't had enough moisture, and because of that, a combination of that, and we have a lot more cattle than we normally
do. He knows that, too. Yeah. He's been over, and he's been really good about, I mean, he knows that the range is in bad shape. He told me that he had intended to bring less cows.
But it didn't happen.
It didn't.
We hear that story every year.
Right? Yeah, we hear that story every year. We need to say, let's set next
year. Why don't you just say you can have 50 head on here, and that way his lease continues. It doesn't get terminated. You don't have to go to the issue of whether he can or can't. And he may say, you know, well, he'll bring 50. I mean, you bring whatever.
Let's look at what the minimum is on his contract. I think there's a minimum in there.
I think
right now, that's the minimum. Hang on the minimum.
Let him verbal set a registered letter that says,
even no matter what, if you need to have a real wet winter, I still think we probably should keep it to the minimum.
Then we let the range grow back. So
yeah, I was going to say, the range needs to repair.
If we get rid of the bulk of our cows,
I would say skip rid of bulk of our.
No,
what we're going to get rid of
the calves.
We're holding back the best.
Yeah. Right.
I'd say just get rid of the calves and your dry
one. We've been using his bull for the last however many years. We've got some pretty darn good heifers, and you don't want to sell them because what you're going to get for them on this year will not be anywhere close to what you're going to have to pay for them at the moment.
Let's keep Bass back the best of what we've got.
Consider cows learn the range. And it takes, if you sell cows and try and bring in new ones, you have more headaches than keeping good stock that know where to go. Those little band of beef masters we have just really learned the range. Brent says they don't know this range at all compared to his because they've been here longer. But his have been teaching ours, and now you watch them. They know where to go for the salt, they know where to go for the water, and they.
And ours will teach the new ones.
Right.
Should we keep back a few of the younger ones, though?
We have. With our first time heifers this year will be good cows next year. If we sell off this year's calf crop and just plan to start up next year keeping our heifers back, that's just fine.
This year's calf, you got the one cow you want to sell. She's been barren for 2 years. Other than that, we're not selling.
That'll leave us with
good
17 roughly good cows, and that's
right. Need to keep Brendel. She's a good cow.
Oh, I love her. But, you know, the thing he complains about is also the thing that makes her a good cow. She's a leader. She takes them where they go. She does take them across cattle doors, but she also takes them to good feed.
When she was a calf, you could. You know, she's worse than that.
Across the cattle guard, you mean leaving the ranch?
No.
Just walk right across this cattle guard into the...
Yeah.
They aren't supposed to be in here, but they just spawn the cattle guards. They'll just step on them and walk across.
Anyway, I don't want to table anything. Let's just address these things now, and that way we don't worry about it. Right. So I think we can have the best of both worlds, right?
I may have that contract in the van. Let me just grab it. If I do, we'll look at the minimum, and then you can make
it. In the back of my mind, it seems like it was 60 head.
Well, and if we get everything out of here, which the date for him to be out of here is already gone. It was October 1st.
There's 10 years that we've allowed him to stay later. We've had a lot of feed.
Yeah.
Last year, we're really reduced.
Last year, they stayed clear through till the 1st of January or more.
Some of them did.
And so if we make sure everything's gone here within this week, and then don't let them come in until... When are they supposed to come in? Turnout's on on the BLMs June 15th, June 10th?
June 15th and off on October 15th.
We've come in like in July and August before too. You know, we've had a later state start date and lying stay longer. So, I mean, we work both ways on it. So it's been good.
Would you like a vitamin C?
No, thank you.
Take a hot shower.
I'm starting to thaw out.
Making sure. I have A and D also, if you'd like that. Good antioxidant.
You guys can go ahead.
Regardless, the number, it's the minimum. So whatever it is. Yeah.
We just need to put them on notice on that.
Right.
I'm saying that it wouldn't be at all out of line for us to even cut that minimum down because
he has that discretion to do that.
Yeah, he's kind of in default of the contract anyway because he's no longer
a member.
Okay. Yeah. Right. No. We'd like to work with him and not leave on bad terms or be enemies, but we want to protect the range and what our
You know what? Is that really a member status? I thought we were doing this for income for the ranch, so it's kind of a business thing there too.
We legally can't allow any cows on the BLM range that are not ours.
Really? That are members. Association.
Right. Okay. And so to get around that, we have deeded him a lot. Okay. He sold his, and so even to be legal with the BLM, we've deeded him a lot with the quitclaim deed back.
Okay.
Even that, we're still BLM knows
Jeopardy.
The BLM knows what we're doing, but they've been good.
If they wanted to throw a fit, they could say, we're going to pull your permit because you're letting
you're leasing. It's against the law to lease out a lease permit.
Okay. Does
that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, you can't have government leases.
Right.
Then you lease them out and make money off of it.
Okay.
Which we're not. I mean...
The money we make, realistically, is for the private ground grazing. But they are feeding and grazing on.
According to this contract, it says that BSROA is beginning a small herd of its own anyway and had plans, whenever this was drafted, to bring the herd up to 30 head as reached. And the 7-year contract of ranch was supposed to gradually decrease as ours increased. Until we came up to 30 head. So, I mean, that was when he signed this contract, he already knew that, obviously. Just go ahead. I'll keep going through this till I get to this.
So what do you want to hold him to, though?
It says...
ours are increasing. His has got a decrease.
I think there's a minimum maximum on that.
It says... The first thing is just saying that there can't be any of his cows around the headquarters down there. The meadow will be used for pasture for DSROA riding horses, and aesthetics are a consideration limited to 40 head of paired. Okay.
40?
40. Just a second. That's a room for 25 leased pair.
Have we gotten that trailer back from Woods yet?
No.
Nor have we gotten our cattle guards or our pipes. Last year when I got here, a year ago, in November.
He had a heart attack. That's the problem.
Oh, I was going to say, he sent those pipes.
But he's hauling wood again, so I think he could probably do it if you bug him.
He's got to pay his doctor bills, so he's got to come back to work.
This is what I do. I got to do it. They told me not to, but this is what I
got to
do.
He's not the kind of guy you want to bug very much.
Okay, it says range science guidelines are to leave 1/3 of the forage and its go on the private sections. Range conditions will be monitored and agreed upon by both leasing and lessor. Well, there is not 1/3 of that feed out there.
Do we find a minimum count?
Quitter cattle. I bet it's on the second page. I don't want to miss something else.
Do you guys want some heat in here?
No. Okay, we've kind of talked about the cattle and Alan Steed. We'll move forward on that.
I did speak to them about getting our squeeze chute back. Nothing's happened, but I told them and they said, we have it. And we'll bring it back.
Thanks.
Lynette did, so.
Anyway, last meeting, Nellie Hoyt brought that up. I just wanted
right.
to know.
Right. Okay. Well, I think you need to keep up on that, Ole. Otherwise, it'll just.
Because I think they were given until the end of September to get all of their stuff off the property and whatever they.
Yeah, and they should bring it when they're moving their stuff. They should bring that here, not to get down to
end of September.
So that's kind of that was what Nellie mentioned or somebody.
Well, it's our only chute. I mean, we've got a little tiny cap table, but the chute that we used when we went over to work those cattle was our chute.
Yeah. Right. And Brent knows that. He's not.
It's a good chute.
We keep reminding him about it, and he's very well aware of that. But if the deal's closed now, and
he's been moving,
and everything's left on that ranch as new owner, we might have a problem.
Yeah, we need to get that.
I'll go tell
the
him.
The new owner is a rancher. He's going to run out south.
You know what would be good, Linda, if you did too. I spoke to him about it, but if you called him and said it came up in board meeting again, how are we coming on that chute?
Cattle
shoot.
I don't
know. If we can't get
him
to commit to
that, Lord. This also say if you're moving, Ole will come over with the flatbed and we can load it on the tractor. If they know I'm willing to come over any time, then they don't have any. Chicken.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best bet.
Yeah,
just
we'll come over and
go down there and meet him there and get it.
What would be a good day to do it?
Well, yeah. I was saying she could call him and say, "We had our board meeting today. We need that chute back. Wouldn't it be a good time for you?" And I'll tell Ole. Then I'll just come over because they've got heavy equipment over there right now. They can pick that thing up and stick it in the back of my flatbed.
Yep. It will be hard getting a hold of them because they're not staying at the house. They're staying at the new place and they're
probably
going to be
hooked up.
Yeah, the cell
phone is 2003.
That's good.
689?
689,
2000. If not, get hold of Wayne, his dad, and leave a message.
Oh, yeah, Wayne would be good.
Have Brent get hold of you when he comes in.
I could tell Tyler, but Tyler won't. I see Tyler every day right now. That's how I know he's on our play. So, but he's mad at me now, too.
Why?
Because I told him to get off the stage. So I'm just going home. It's okay.
So it says our building pasture's supposed to be closed until mid-July.
Okay, let's move on. Did we find a minimum yet? 40, was it?
Or are we just going
to... It's right here. Lease you will be required to pay for a minimum of... Oh. Pays for a minimum of 60 head per year and can run up to a maximum of 130 head per year.
So that's it. I mean, if we're going charging for 60 head, then
let's just say
it says a minimum of 60. If we say we can only handle 40, he'd still have to pay for 60, right?
Leasee will be required to pay for a minimum of 60 head per year and can run up to but if we don't charge him, it doesn't say minimum.
Let's say 60 head, that's
60
it.
Head.
Okay. And no more.
Okay.
See, actually, theoretically, you know, the ranch, you
make a motion. let's notify him.
Could run even 130 head. The ranch theoretically has got a lot more permit than that. They could run even more head than that. But that's we just.
Hours.
Yeah, we don't have capacity.
No, ours don't even count in that.
Oh, okay.
In that. This is just BLM permits.
Has he expressed an interest to bring cattle out here next year, by June of next year? Or is that just a rolling?
He told me.
He has a 7-year lease.
See, his ranch has been for sale for quite a few years, and I specifically asked him about it. He said, well, even if I sell my ranch, I'm still going to run cows. I'm going to run cows, you know, so don't be concerned about that.
And
know.
It is sold now.
Well, he came to us earlier this year and was wanting a 5-year, 10-year extension.
Yeah,
and we said no.
Actually, I honestly tried to get the board 2 years ago to break the lease again because we had somebody else that would pay us half again as much money.
Yeah,
the fish fry.
So,
I've been making a list of everybody that was here.
So is Ole going to notify him of that? You're going to notify him of that?
Next time I see him, I'm just going to tell him plan on the minimum. We had a board meeting, and he knows the ranches. You know, he came over and I said, look, you know, we're talking about areas where we haven't had horses, we haven't had goats, we haven't even had our own cows. I said, this is what it looks like clear over on the Lick Wash area. I said, and you can imagine what it's going to look like at the end of the season over where they generally are. And he says, you're right, but then
I also suggest that we should give him a written notice.
Yes, we should send him a registered letter or something, and that way he's got it.
I don't think it has to be registered, but it needs to be,
at least a letter.
Copied,
okay, so 60
this letter's in our file.
No, 60 head.
No, 60 head is 60 pair.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Okay.
If the calf is still right. Suckling its mom, it's,
okay.
It doesn't count.
So, we're going to have...
I will get him... I'll do a letter to him to limit...
You're going
to
do a letter?
Okay. The cattle to 60 pair next year, and it will be the last year of his lease.
And is he always bringing bull?
Oh, yeah. He always has
no bull. Charge?
Yeah, he charges us.
He charges us.
Last year was the first year he
charged. First year he charges.
The only thing.
But did we ever get a bull off this year? So we have our.
We haven't needed to. Last year, like I say, was the first year that he's charged us for using the bull. Although he had the resources to do it every year, but last year was the first year I think he ever charged.
The only thing we will keep back this year, out of all the calves, will be the select bull. We're going to keep a bull out because those bulls he has are excellent bulls, and on our Beefmaster cow. You know, we'll only have one related
mom then. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. I will do a letter to him about the limit and the end of the lease will be next season, and that we don't want him in here any early and we want him off.
I don't think he'd be a bit surprised. I mean, it's already laid heavy on his conscience, and so he's expecting.
What I'd do on that, on the dates, would be the dates of the BLM sets.
And what is that, June 10th? June 15th.
But it says here they can't be moved into the Billy pasture until mid-July, and that's what hurt us badly over there this year. We couldn't even go over there with our cows because they put them there a little early. Then they came on, and they were living there. I think they drifted over, actually. I don't think he put them on there, but the gate was open, and they came in, and... So we got to be vigilant about that. I would open the gate on the forest out there I figured he'd come do it because he knows the date. But he's awfully busy right now. He's in the middle of something. It's our gate. So
there's a bunch of them that had moved out there.
I'll up on the way out. I better not be interfering because I don't know.
That's good. Okay, if you'll do that going that way, this afternoon when I ride, I'll push the Billy Springs cows up and out. That'll keep back this way.
And when he brings them in June, they need to come in and go out to the BLM, not private.
Well, Billy Springs is private, but it has a different date. Although we have, it's not just one allotment, there's little sections of allotment.
Yeah.
And the other problem is that's where our mill is and that's where our best water is, which is supposed to be safe for the fall where he's going out so that they won't do what they're doing now coming back because there's nothing in Billy Springs.
What's the closing date for the cow and BLM?
Which can fluctuate with the BLM, even. It depends on the length and condition.
They generally cut it back. They rarely.
If you go ahead and take it, I'll be talking to him. In fact, I'll call him tonight on the way in and just tell him what we've decided and that he needs to get Foley on.
He
said he'd
never
report, so we don't need to make
a report on the driving of the cattle.
Yeah, I think we're just going to send him a letter.
Probably another 10 head of horses.
So he's going to volunteer to send him a letter. Is there anything else you need to bring up on your report, Ole?
We're just closing the cabins today. I'm sure we'll have a list of things that have turned up from that. Got a bunch of money.
Oh, money to pay the board men?
Yeah, cool. The one thing we took,
don't get all the Linda, she doesn't spread it around.
And there's a couple.